أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. From the beginning was the praises of Allah and really an introduction of who Allah Ta'ala is. And then directly we spoke to Allah that when you are such that only you do we worship and only from you do we seek help. And the greatest help that we need is of Sirati Mustaqim, to be walking on the straight path. And even like if we understand it in a worldly lifetime explanation, then also everyone wants to be straight. And moreover, in our deeni life, that a person wants to be straight and go straight to Jannah. So now that straight path could be defined by people in different ways, and as it is, people do explain different ways of what that straight path is. Even if we find in the Western world or the modern world, psychologists, etc., they will explain the straight path in a different way. Scientists will explain it in a different way. Everyone will explain it differently. And indeed, also unfortunately, because we have been, we don't pay attention to the basics of deen, that people have also chosen the straight path as different paths. And therefore, we have so many differences between us in our deeni matters. However, Allah Ta'ala explained immediately after that, what is the straight path? Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. Raah un logo ki jin par tu ne fadal farmaya. What is that straight path that we have to ask, and which is the sum total of all the revelation of Allah, is to walk that straight path. Allah Himself says it is the path of those people on whom Allah has made in'am, He has shown His favors. According to Arabic grammar, this is called Badle Kul, that is, that Sirati Mustaqeen. The complete replacement of it is Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim, the path of those people whom Allah Ta'ala has showered His favors upon. And then the Quran Sharif, Al-Quran yufassiru ba'duha ba'dha. The Quran makes tafsir of itself, some ayats explain other ayats. Therefore, it is very important that the whole of the Quran Sharif must be in front of a person before he takes out some understanding of the Quran Sharif. If a person just takes one ayat in isolation, which also unfortunately has become a modern fashion, that just one ayat, one hadith, one masala, outer in isolation, and from there we want to prove our points. It must be seen holistically, the whole of the Quran Sharif. A very broad example of this is, there are some people who say that even the Jews, Christians, all will go to Jannah. And there are ayats that outwardly appear like that. But if we read the whole Quran Sharif, we see that Iman on Allah and Iman on Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the final Rasul, only those people will go to Jannah. So a person cannot just take, which is a very common mistake people make, that we just take out one ayat in isolation and then we make a ruling on that and we satisfy ourselves with that. So which is the, who are those people that Allah Ta'ala has shown His favors upon? It is, Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. The path of those people who are the Nabiyeen, the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. So we see very clearly what their life is. If a person, and each Nabi also, look at his life holistically. Many people take out one point of a Nabi and they say that, see, he also did this, he also said that. But see his whole life. Then a person will get the correct idea. And for us, our path is the path of Sayyidul Anbiya, the path of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and which has come in the hadith and explained fully and in detail. Then minan nabiyyin was siddiqeen, and the siddiqeen, those who are the absolutely truthful, whose our public life and private life correspond completely, and they are the very exceptional true servants of Allah, though they are present all the time, but they are always very few, and it is not easy to recognize the siddiqeen also. There can't be another Nabi, that is completely out of the question. But Siddiqeen, there will be always. But there are always very few who are of that very, very high caliber. وَمِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءَ. And the path of those who gave their lives sincerely in the path of Allah Ta'ala. And the shaheed really is a person who has already passed away. He has become martyred. So who are the real people that we have to follow? وَالصَّالِحِينَ. That who our heart tells that this person is a pious person. That we have to check our heart sincerely, and not just what we hear about a person, good or bad, but what we feel, what we know that person, and how we associate with him, and our heart tells him that this person is a righteous person, that is the path that we have to follow. Now from there clearly we can see a person who is a modernist, a person whose dressing is also totally against Islam, a person who's got no namaz in his life also, a person who mixes freely with women also, although a person whose namaz is not in order, they can't be amongst the people that we want to follow. So very clearly the Quran Sharif has explained it in this very brief verse, that whose path is it, which is that path that we have to follow. And we are asking this how many times in our namazes all the time. If we pay little attention and we put our heart that, Ya Allah, show me that path of the Salihin, show me that path of the righteous, then there will be no confusion with any person. We won't have to say that the ulama have got differences of opinion or that there are different views. The minute we will turn our hearts and we pay or make our namazes with concentration, and yeah, we ask Allah Ta'ala that show me that path of whom you have favored. And the path for us generally it is of the Salihin. That who our heart tells that this is a Salih, this is a pious person, then that is the path that we have to follow, and we will have no confusion in this matter whatsoever. So the Quran is so clear, and what a beautiful kitab, that it is satisfactory for all our needs, our dunyas also, and especially of course our deeni needs, and to know what is the right thing and which is the right path, which many people say they are confused. There is absolutely no need to be confused in this matter. وآخر الدعوة.